if you burn energy or if you use energy or the oil, all that happens is that, like I said, it's being converted from one form onto the other. For example, if I buy gas for my tank, drive maybe 100 miles or 200 miles, you know, combustion takes place, I get all these gases that comes out into the atmosphere, follows the atmosphere. At the same time, this gas energy helps move my motor in the car, which, you know, moves the whole car. This same form of energy is being converted to another type of energy we call friction, which is between the road and then the tire. You know, that bends, how do you call it, that wears the tire and sometimes wear the road too as well. At the end of the day, you have to replace your tire. Mm-hmm. We need to go get rubber, you know. So if you look into great detail, actually what's going on is that we are picking one form of energy and through human activity converting it to another form of energy. How will the end product impact the environment? That's the big question.